машин монологи два. И на битва на война дать, и на угоди за начало кей. На битва на война дать, и войне на грянду я так. И на битва на война дать, эй, гринга на
This is Willie Terry, your Roman label correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk magazine, and I'm here today at the Caribbean Family Fun Day in the park. And I have as my guest Angel from L&M Records, who is one of the organizer of the day in the park. And Angel, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for coming.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened, Angel. You did this. So give me some history of this event.
Well, I've been doing it for the past 10 years. We've been up here trying to get all the community and the cultures together, and that's what the whole thing is about, the community, everybody knowing who's here, what everybody else do, and be like a family. So that's why I decided to do this when I moved up here from Brooklyn, because I didn't see the unity in the culture and everybody getting together. So I decided, let's do it. Do a culture. I just wanted to do like the culture day, but then I said, you know what, do a Caribbean. Everybody's Caribbean. American is still a Caribbean also. Everybody get together and do a family fun day on the park and the hill. And that's what I've been doing for the past 10 years.
Now, did it originate from Troy?
Yes, I started here in 2006. Uh-huh. Was my first time doing it.
Uh-huh. And I remember before, was it downtown Troy?
I did it 2 years down there, but then there wasn't enough space. So I started here first, then I moved it to downtown Troy, and then I said it's not enough space, so I brought it back here so this way they can go on a hill, bring their lawn chairs, their blankets, and lay out and have fun.
Now you hear some music in the background, which is going right along with the interview here and the festival today. So what kind of effort went into doing this?
Wow. Well, I try to get a lot of volunteers and I try to get donations, but I haven't been getting that for the past 10 years. I have not. So it'll be coming out of my pocket because this is something I think that I should give back to the community. I do. You know, I just put my whole heart in it. I do it myself. I put the radio stations, I put the newspapers, I get the vendors, I do whatever it takes for everybody to get together, and that's what I've been doing. Even though I'm trying to get help with volunteers, hopefully one day it would open up and everybody would help and community get together and volunteer and do something, yeah.
So you had no communication with the government, city government? Because I know in Albany, they have Latin Fest and other fests, and the mayor and all of them are involved and help push it and make it like an ongoing thing every year.
Yeah, but this one here, this is the first time the police ever came, and they came as vendors originally for the thing, and now we're trying to put them through some work right now. But I just told them, I said, I've been doing this for 10 years. Y'all not even come visit me, not one time. Y'all don't think. But no, I haven't gotten no kind of help from the community, no help from the city of Troy, nothing. I'm doing all out of myself.
Man, that's kind of rough. Do they have a Caribbean Association?
They have them around here, but I try to involve them in too. They have not yet to step up to the plate, but hopefully it will never be too late. They can always help. I mean, I'm trying to get them involved in it, yes.
Uh-huh. So what about your family?
Well, my family come out, and my family is the one that do the security and the staff that do this with me. So those are my moral supports, yes.
Now, you said mentioned Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me something about Brooklyn and what motivates you to come up here and do this.
Okay, I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I came up here originally in 2004 to help my children raise my grandchildren. And I came up here and I said, you know what, I do the daycare. I started a 24-hour childcare because that's what I do, a 24-hour childcare. But I said, you know, we need a little more than that up here. So not only did I try to help the parents by being open and available for them to work and be able to watch their children, I wanted the community to get together and know everybody that's here and help one another. And that's how I started this.
Now, you're a Troy resident?
Yes, I live right here in Troy, New York, in Lansingburg, yes.
Oh, well, the only reason I asked that because I know I said if you've all been and you should be pushing it all over, you know, for this to happen all over.
Well, we do. We put it out in Schenectady and Albany. And I know tonight, like today, they have the Guyanese place in Albany and Schenectady going on. But I spoke with the guy that's originally doing that, Phil, and hopefully next year we get together and try to do something together that everybody can come together, not segregate and separate. We all as one family.
Right. And I know last Saturday they had the first time African-American Day parade. So people of color are moving here and they want cultural activities that they can relate to, right?
Exactly. But I still, once again, I'm going to reiterate what I said. I don't want to be segregated, like Puerto Rican, African. Mm-hmm. If they, I want all culture get together. Mm-hmm. All of the culture should get together and be as one. And I want to bring some of that Labor Day on the Eastern Parkway. That some of that is coming up here next year. Right. So I'm working slowly. It takes time, but I'm getting some of that flavor up here. But as you see, I bought the band that's playing now. They come out of Queens, New York. Right. So I'm bringing some of that up here as much as I can to come and show them what we can do. We get together, we have fun. Only thing I don't like, and I'm going to reiterate that, I don't bring alcohol on the premises because right. That would change the mentality of people. No, you're natural. Everybody be a family and have fun together without all that violence and everything else.
Right. Well, that's definitely what we want, you know, not that. So maybe next time we may have a parade someplace.
I'm hoping, because I have one guy that's going to make outfits. I just got to get people to wear them and parade it around.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, because the Eastern Parkway one is just something to, if people haven't seen it, right?
Yes. If you have never seen it, I'm going to bring a little flair of that next year up here, so you'll get a taste of what's going on Eastern Parkway. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know we're talking about the festival here. But this is some serious time, you know, about that Hurricane Dorian that hit the Bahamas. Are you planning to kind of address that in some way? In terms of,
we have addressed that, and the young lady that's performing now, we had her. We all send up praises, and we take a moment of silence for them. We have done that today because we do believe, and that's our family. We are, like I said, once again, that's our family. We got to help each other, whatever. So we'll set up all our prayers and blessings, and then in my church, United Ordained, we're going to also, we take donations. We do different things for them to help anybody. That's what we do.
Right. Well, they really need it now.
Yes, they do. Yes. Right. I cry all the time. I'm very sensitive, so I cry a lot. Yes.
Now, what country are you from, you know?
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn. My father is from Puerto Rico. My mother's Cruisian and Dominican, so I'm like a little mix of all. But I was born and raised in Brooklyn, but I love all people. That's me. I don't know why. I just do that.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to hold you long, but I do want to say, for those people that don't experience this and haven't experienced the one in Brooklyn, what wisdom would you give them so that they could get involved in this?
Well, I would say if you have not tasted the Caribbean Day in the park in Eastern New York, but come out here. We want to bring that flavor here. If you have a heritage background and you're able to wine and dance and wear costumes and stuff, look me up. We can get this together next year and we can bring all of that flavor here and we'll be as one. Yes.
And last thing, I just want to ask, what about the food? Like, they got a lot of lines.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The lines is like yay long. We have one restaurant that come all the way from Poughkeepsie, New York. And they come up, and the lines be way long. And right now, we have one of our own, finally, this year, Claude's from Albany. So, yeah, we're doing it. We want to bring out some more. We want some Puerto Rican. We want Haitian. We want everything. This is a culture thing. I don't care if you're Italian, American. We all are one. So we need that everybody to come out and do this. Yes.
Okay. So there you have it. That's Angel from L&M Records, the original organizer of this day. And Angel, it'll be about the same time next year?
Yes, I moved it from the second Saturday in August because it kept raining for the past 3 years. So now it's going to be the Saturday after Labor Day every year. Yes.
Okay. All right. There you have it. All right. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
All right. Now.
One more time, one more time. I'll give you one more wine. One more wine, just like a drop of water. Even if it's when I wait on that, we should put the whole thing.